There are many more phases to go, but this large construction project is working to establish a safe traffic system and new bicycle lanes on Bayshore Boulevard. According to Alan Snell, director of Southwest Bicycle United Dealers, or SWIFBUD, the Bayshore Bike Lane Enhancements Project will improve the overall safety in the area for both motorists and bicyclists.
There is an effort by the city to make the road more hospitable and friendly for all kinds of road users, not just motorized vehicles. And since this road really is one of the centerpiece roads for the city, I think it's excellent. It's an excellent move to make the road as friendly and inviting to as many different kind of users as possible.
Safety comes first, and Snell says this project will allow people to safely bike down Bayshore without the worry of fast-moving cars and oncoming traffic.
In the casual bicyclist community, they do fear cars, and I think they fear cars because they feel like there's not proper space on the roadway for bicyclists, and they also fear that the motorists will not properly share the road with the bicyclists. So if you create bike lanes, you know, I think it will create an environment where more bicyclists will feel more secure about biking on Bayshore.
Jean Dorsback, Tampa's transportation manager, says the Bayshore Bike Enhancements phase will cost a little over $1.2 million, but the positive outcome will be worth it. Traffic problems due to construction could be an issue, but by putting in new bicycle lanes, pedestrian crosswalk enhancements, and left turn lanes for the northbound traffic, this will make the Bayshore area a safe and welcoming place.
We've had positive feedback from it. We've presented this to neighborhood groups, and the bicycle groups are very supportive as well. It's always inconvenient when the construction is going on, but I believe everyone's going to feel that it was worth that inconvenience, and they're going to be pleased with the result when we get it all done.
Now, bicyclists, pedestrians, and motorists will all have their own designated areas to travel. The first phase is already underway, and it is expected to be finished in October of this year. For WMNF News, I'm Olivia Cabot.